The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Natural Cup of Tea. It's me again, by myself. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Billy's on hiatus. He's all damaged, like most of us get damaged when we get older. It's all good. I got this. I got this. I did it last time. I can do it again. Not a problem. Let's transition out of that. All right. This is good. So anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Yeah. So, yeah. This is fun. This is fun. It's weird because I watched all the NFL games. I know this is a comedy show, but can't do comedy without my buddy here. You know, that just doesn't work for me. I watched all the NFL games. Some of them were good. Some of them were just, like, horrendous. Especially the Steelers and Texans game. That was absolutely horrendous. Like, Aaron Rodgers played like a Pee Wee football player. Most of the team, basically. Like, the whole league. The whole team played like Pee Wee kids. Terrible. Absolutely horrendous. They played... I can't say super good for the entire year, but they played really well and decent, you know, for the year. But and then you got that, the playoff, and you're like, what happened? Well, what happened was is you play the Texans. That's what happened. But, you know, I mean, it happens. It's sports. I mean, it's the way it is. I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw his last throw, which was a pick six. Congrats. Appreciate that. It's almost like what Brett Favre did for the Packers. He threw his last throw. I think it was a pick. I think it was an interception. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But it's... I mean, if anybody hasn't watched any games or doesn't care, I'm just going to throw out the scores, if that's okay. I think it was a couple weeks ago. It was the Bills versus the Jags. They won 27-24. That was a good game. That was a really good game. It was a back and forth. Patriots beat the Chargers. And I don't like the Patriots, but the funny thing is I'm wearing a Patriots hat. Only reason why I'm wearing the Patriots hat is because I like the old logo. I can't stand the new logo. I don't like the mainstream. Ooh, it's got to be like curvy and pointy and pretty and ooh. I don't like it. I hate it. I like the old logo. That's the best logo. It's always been the best logo. Sure, whatever. As I said, Texans beat the Steelers 30-6. 30-6. Come on, Rodgers didn't. I don't even think, I don't know. I don't know what Rodgers was doing, but I think he's 48 years old. I think it's time for him to go night-nights, get in his little crib, suck his thumb, and go to sleep, because time to retire, buddy. But I think he said on Instagram, no, not Instagram, on, I think it was Instagram, one of whatever. It doesn't matter. One of those social media piles of garbage. He said that he wanted a last ride with Green Bay. And the way Green Bay played, yeah. I don't think it makes a difference if you go there because the way they played was ridiculous. You're mashing the Chicago Bears through the entire first half, and you come out and you play like garbage. The reason, and I'm going to say this, and a lot of people hate when people say this, I think the NFL is rigged, okay? Because you don't go and... destroy the Bears for a whole first half and then come out and just be like, we don't want to play anymore. And just give up throws and like stupid throw. Come on. The throw that Caleb Williams threw was just, come on. You guys got to pay attention. Like, don't get me wrong, it was great. But the game was amazing. Yeah, I'm a Packers fan. And I hope the Rams destroy him, which will make me happy because we got our old boy on the Rams, you know, Devontae Adams. I hope they destroy the Bears. Like, I mean, literally obliterate them. It'll make me so happy. Then I can just be like, ah, they're gone. I feel better. But, you know, and I congratulated my friend, you know, say, hey, congrats on the Bears winning, you know, stuff like that. You know, that's it. You know, I'm not going to, like, I don't slam. I do slam the Bears when it's fun because it's fun. And we all do that. We all, like, go off on each other because your team's, like, terrible. My team was terrible. Like, you had the entire game and you just gave it up. Like, you did that all season. Well, the last five games, I think, you gave up so many leads. Why? What are you doing? Get rid of the defensive coordinator. Everybody wants to fire Matt LaFleur, but no. Why would you fire him? It's not his fault. It's your defensive coordinator, and it's your team that doesn't know how to play their position. Think about it. Anyways, beyond that, the NFC, Seahawks have a bye. It's so weird to see the Seahawks number one because they haven't been good for a long time since Russell Wilson was playing for them. And was it Lynch? Yeah, Lynch. I haven't seen them number one for a while. And the Broncos. I haven't seen them number one since John Elway and Shannon Sharp. I haven't seen those guys number one forever, like forever. But now they're good. You know, they got a good quarterback. You know, Knicks, he's doing really well. Seahawks are doing really well. But anyways, the scores, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31. That was a good game. I watched that game. I thought the Panthers were going to beat them, but didn't happen. Bears beat the Packers, obviously, 31-27 with a stupid throw that nobody covered. Good job, guys. And the 49ers beat the Eagles. Now, I have something to say about the Eagles, okay? Yes, they won the championship, but they didn't play, from what I have seen or what I've heard, is that the coach doesn't play his top players on the Eagles, and I don't understand that. Like, I don't get it. Like, he'll sit them. Why are you sitting them? It's not like it's an exhibition game. It's a playoff game. Play your players, man. They didn't play. They were leading, and then they did a Packer thing. They blew the lead, as usual. They lost. It's weird. It's going to be a totally different championship, Super Bowl this year. So we will be seeing the playoff games will continue. It's going to be the Bills versus the Broncos. I'm taking the Bills in that one. I'm going to say 27-21, maybe 22-23, somewhere around there. Houston versus the Patriots, that's going to be, I mean, the Patriots, when they played the Chargers, that was a really good defensive game for a while. I didn't see much offense from the Patriots in that game because they couldn't do it. Now, Houston has a really good defense, obviously, because look what they did to the Steelers. So I'm going to say Houston's beating the Patriots by a large amount, like 35-17. That's me. I know it sounds horrible, but, and I'm wearing a Patriots hat, but I'm not a Patriots fan. So and then on the NFC, we have the 49ers versus the Seahawks. The way the Seahawks have played all year, wow, okay? I just don't see the 49ers beating them. Everybody said the 49ers were going to beat the Eagles, but they did. I mean, you beat one bird, you got to beat another, right? Just give it some Alka-Seltzer, it'll blow up. No, I'm just kidding. Kids don't do that. I mean, I'm going to say the Seahawks 28 to maybe, geez, that's tough. 28 to 28 to 20. That's me. That's when I just think. I'm just guessing. Rams versus Bears. Bears have got a good defense, but when they play man coverage, they're terrible. Like, that's why the Packers were beating them in the first. That's man to man. That's all they were playing. If they play man to man against the Rams, they're going to get massacred. Okay, and they're going to open up. They're going to see that and just they're going to wreck them. I say the Rams win, but I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I say like 20 to 17. That's me. It's not going to be a big game. I think it's 20 to 17. And then you're going to have the Seahawks play the Rams, and I know the Seahawks are going to beat them. That's a definite. I mean, maybe not. There's always upsets. We won't know yet because I don't know who's winning this yet, so I'm not going to do anything. So next Wednesday. No, wait. I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about. the Bills versus the Houston Texans. Okay, now the Bills have had so many chances to make it to the Super Bowl, and they just can't do it. They're either close and they just blow it. I don't know what it is. Josh Allen, he needs a Super Bowl win. He's a good QB. He has his moments where he's like terrible. I've watched many games be with that. I'm just going by what I'm looking at here. That's it. I just don't see the Bills making it. I don't see them beating the Houston Texans. If the Texans beat the Patriots. Drake May is really good. He's a good QB. He's not the Houston Texans QB. He's a rookie, but he's just not the Houston Texans QB. It's just me. And the Broncos, Knicks, he's not Josh Allen. But he's playing, like, really good. So it's tough. This is why I hate the playoffs, because it's so tough. You're like, oh, that team's going to beat them. Oh, that team's going to beat them. Then you see upsets, and you're like, what happened? What just happened? It's crazy, excuse me. It's crazy. Like, there's so many upsets. Like, everybody thought the Jags were going to beat the Bills. No, it didn't happen. Everybody thought the Chargers were going to beat the Patriots. That didn't happen. I think people were thinking the Panthers were going to beat the Rams because the Panthers were, like, had a good team. No. Everybody said the Bears were going to beat the Packers. Anyways, the Packers are terrible. They can't hold a lead, obviously. And everybody thought the Steelers were going to beat the Texans. I didn't think that. I never thought that. as soon as the game started, I was like, yeah, Texans are going to beat them, period. That's exactly what's going to happen. So it's I just never thought the Steelers were going to beat the Texans, period. It was never going to happen in my eyes. The Eagles, I actually thought they would beat the 49ers, but that didn't happen, obviously. They had lead, and they pulled a Green Bay thing. They blew it. They just couldn't hold the lead. And then, I mean, you got next week, which is Bills, Broncos, Houston, Patriots, Texans, Patriots, 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, and Bears. We'll see. Just hopefully the Bears get beat, because I'll make me so happy. And I know if any of my friends out there actually listen to the show and they're like, yo, man, at least we beat the Packers. Okay, you beat us. Whoop-de-doo-dah. We didn't even have a team, dude. We had more injuries than anything. We didn't have Parsons. We didn't have, I think Jacobs was hurt, too. But I mean, he was there, but he wasn't playing very well. We didn't have half of our team, man. So you really have nothing. And the one thing I have to say is, I said it last week, they have to use Golden more often, Green Bay, because that kid is amazing. Did you not see the touchdown? He just jumped over people, moved out of the way, and just scored. Like, you have to pay attention. You got to use this kid. You got to utilize him. You're not even using him. You're just, well, let him come out. We'll throw it to Christian Watson, who is terrible. He's constantly injured. It's like, well, why? He's a good player. He's tall. He can catch the ball, but you can't keep throwing it to him. Dobbs, he's going to be a free agent, and I'm sure the Bears will probably go after him because, you know, they want another Green Bay Packer. They like to pick them up. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I'm going Bills over Broncos, Texans over Patriots, Seahawks over 49ers, and the Rams beating the Bears. That's what I got. But we'll see. And I don't know, man. I just don't know. It's just football is crazy, and I still personally think it's rigged. But whatever. It is what it is. I mean, I think baseball's rigged too, but you know what? I don't know if anybody watches the United Football League, but I love the United Football League. I'm a huge DC Defenders fan. I've been a Defenders fan since they started in 2020, the XFL. I haven't stopped. They won a championship last year. They have a quarterback. His name's Jordan Te'amu. Phenomenal. If anyone... Okay, the reason why I like this football is because it is more fast-paced. The NFL is just slow, okay? And the reason why I like the UFL is because, like I said, fast-paced. There's no extra points kicked. You have to go for it no matter what. And that's amazing. That's challenging. You can go for 1, 2, or 3 points. I think 1 point is at the 1-yard line. 2 points is at the 5. And 3 points is at the 10, which I think is awesome. Yes, you can kick field goals normally, obviously, like just to get 3 points. But no, when you score a touchdown, you have to get 1, 2, or 3 points. That's up to you. I think it's cool. It's fast-paced. It's exciting. I don't know if they have the rule this year for the 4th and 15 thing. If you're losing, the rule is if you're losing the game, you have the chance to do this 4th and 15. If you get the first down, you keep going. And if you score a touchdown, you win the game. It's awesome. I think that's so amazing. I think you get a chance. Instead of kicking the ball to try and recover it, you at least get that chance because you're down. And you start from your own 20. I think it's still in the rules. I'm not sure. I know they got a whole new thing this year. They got 3 new teams. I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the league. If you haven't heard of the league, you got to watch the game. You got to watch it. It's exciting. Like I said, there's the DC Defenders. There's the Louisville Kings. There's the Columbus Aviators. The Birmingham Stallions, who is from the USFL. UFL now owns that team. Holy moly, I can't think. Jeez, there's probably people out there going, come on, I watch it, I know what teams are. the Dallas Renegades. Jeez, there's one more team I can't think. Okay, let's see. Kings, Aviators, the Storm, that's the other one. The Storm, Kings, Aviators, Storm, those are 3 new teams. Battle Hawks, which is 4, the DC Defenders, 5, you got the Dallas Renegades, the Birmingham Stallions. Who is the last team? Why can't I remember this team? This is sad. Like, super sad. I can't remember. Well, it doesn't matter. If you guys look it up, look up UFL. I mean, you can watch some of the games on YouTube. I watch some of the games sometimes. So, like, if I didn't get to see them, they're on YouTube. I watch them. I watch a championship game on YouTube. I didn't want to watch. I couldn't watch it on TV because I didn't get home in time, obviously. but my team won, so I was happy. The Birmingham, Birmingham, Jesus, I can't even say it. The Birmingham Stallions won three times in a row almost. They won two USFL championships, and then they won the one when they all united from XFL to USFL to the UFL. They won the first championship there. And then the DC Defenders won. I mean, I love the league. I'm sorry, I do. Yeah, it's not like there's actual NFL players that play in it. There's players that come from the NFL to go to the UFL so they can play. There's also they do drafts. They pick college kids and stuff like that. They do what the NFL does. The funny thing is they got a contract with the NFL where basically the UFL is like a college. You know what I mean? Where you can pick up new players and put them in the NFL. There's actually a lot. I don't know if anyone's heard of Sam Cannella. He plays for the Browns. There's quite a few players on there, not players that play in the UFL that have gone to the NFL, which that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get back to the NFL, and it's phenomenal. I just love the league. I like the league better than the NFL. That's just me. Yeah, it's eight teams, but I don't need 1,000 teams to watch football. I love the UFL. It's one of my favorite leagues. When it was the XFL, I loved it, but that was different. That was also during the pandemic, which was terrible because then they shut down and everyone got let go, and then Dwayne The Rock Johnson bought the XFL, brought it back, and I think it was 2022, and then played one season with that, and the DC Defenders went 9-1, and then they played the Dallas Renegades, which they called them the Arlington Renegades, and lost to a team that was 6-4. Like, how do you do that? Like I said, it's like NFL, you have no idea who's going to beat you. Like, you have no idea. The worst team can beat you. The worst team. Like, Packers did it against the Cowboys. They were the lowest seed and beat the Cowboys, which I personally think is hilarious because I can't stand the Cowboys. But whatever. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. It is what it is. But, you know, yeah. So, I mean, it's sports. Sports are just, I think, as I said, I think it's rigged. That's just me. But, you know, you gotta win your bets, right? People want their money. I think I might play a commercial. One of our commercials. We wrote our own commercials. And I'm going to play it, and yeah, just for fun. Why not, right? I haven't played one in a while. If you guys haven't heard the commercials, you know, we're going to play this one. Well, I'm going to play this one. So give me a second. All right. I'm not going to leave the mic on, but I'm going to play the commercial just for you. All right. I'll be back in a minute and 43 seconds.
Ever look in the mirror and think, wow, this horror show could scare a ghost away? Introducing I Woke Up Like This, the only makeup that covers up the nightmares of last night. Because let's be honest, life isn't a fairy tale, and you definitely didn't wake up like a princess. This magical brew of chemicals is more effective than your last Tinder date at hiding reality. It's like putting a band-aid on the emotional scars you've earned from life's lovely mess. Oh, look. The universe is reminding you that even if your face is flawless, your life is still a dumpster fire. With I Woke Up Like This, who cares what life throws at you? Just slap on another layer and pretend it didn't happen. It's the makeup equivalent of I'm fine when you're really screaming for help. So why not look like you've got your life together, even when you just watched 6 seasons of your favorite show in one sitting? Because nothing says I've got it all figured out, like looking like a runway model while falling face first into a pizza. Order I Woke Up Like This Today, because we're all just one layer of foundation away from being almost acceptable.
I Woke Up Like This. Transform your disaster into delightful deception.
Results may vary. Does not cover existential dread. Use with caution.
Yeah, I woke up like this. As you can see, I definitely woke up like this. This is what you get. You can't cover this with makeup. That's for sure. Woo, now I'm choking to death. Good job. All right, yeah. So, yeah, that's if you're new to the show and you listen to the show, we actually play our own commercials. I do our own commercials and stuff like that. The intros. I haven't done an intro in a while. I'm just too busy, tired, just exhausted. But I love this show. So that's not going to stop. I'm just going to keep doing it. So I have a few things that I have to tell you guys after we do the break. I'm not going to tell you right this minute. I'm sure I kind of like did it. I kind of like spit it out when I was talking about football. But I'm not sure if anyone got it. We're like, well, that guy just keeps mumbling, spitting all over the place. Not really, but it's, I don't know. It's a change. That's what it is. It's a change. Did it because it's kind of perfect, actually. So it works. It'll be like, let's see. It'll be fun, actually. I think it's different. It's just got to be done. It has to be. It's just the way I feel. If you don't like it, it's okay. I'm sure you guys can handle it. For all the listeners out there, I know that you guys like the show. We've had, like I said, we had a few people that won the gift cards, like I said last week, that they would come in. One guy was like super like, oh my God, I got to meet Chuck and Billy. It's amazing. And like, you can see me and it's terrifying. What I'm saying is he said he's a huge fan and he listens. And he said a lot of people listen. So I'm guessing where he works, people listen to the show. That's great. And he knows who I'm talking about. And he's probably like, oh, yeah, he's talking about me. Yeah, I am. And all the rest of your colleagues, you guys, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. But like I said, I got a little announcement to make that right after the break. It's all right. I'll just tell you now. No, I'm kidding. I can't do that. They're all like, ooh, like they pause their bodies. We're like, Yeah, I can't do that. You got 2 minutes. After the 2 minutes, I will literally tell you what's going on. There's also other things, but they're hopes. Hopes and dreams that a lot of people don't get. But like I said, I'll let you guys know. I'll tell you right after break. It's easier for me and Billy, actually. It's much more simpler. But I know you guys are probably like, oh man, and yeah, you're getting scared, I can tell. A lot of you people listen out, oh man, oh, what are you doing? Are you guys gonna change the show to like where you guys talk about like why you like things that other people, I don't know. Whatever. We're not going to do that. We're not doing that. Relax. It's not bad. Calm down. Well, maybe it is. We'll see. But you got 1 minute, guys. I'm holding you all in suspense. You're like, breathing heavy. You guys are having palpitations. You're like, I can't deal with that. Oh, I'm having a panic attack. What are you doing? What are you guys going to do? No, you don't need to have a panic attack. Relax. I mean, it might panic you, it might hurt your feelings, but, aw, it's too bad. Deal with it. It's life. I'd say it's part of the food chain, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, well, yeah, I guess. You don't have to, it's not really food, but it happens things happen. Things happen. Just, you gotta do the right thing. So I will tell you after this break in probably 5 seconds. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, I'm back. All right, so I don't know how to tell any of you guys this. So, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We've been here for since last October. And it's been awesome. We love it. Everybody's dying right now on the radio. They're like, what are you going to say? Chuck and Billy, it's Not Your Cup of Tea. It's coming to an end. So we're going to put the show on hold or cancel, whatever we're going to do. So I just wanted to tell. No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that. I was just messing with you. You guys are probably all like, what? No, we're not doing that. That's not happening. I'm so mean. I'm just so horrifyingly mean. What we're doing is we're not going to be on Wednesdays anymore. We are moving our show to Friday, same time, only because Wednesday, the middle of the week, is tough. It's very tough. So we're going to do that. It's easier, I guess. I mean, Fridays people go on ride home and more people listen to the radio, I guess. So I guess that would be easy. I guess it would be much more easier, much more fun because, well, as some kids say, funner. There we go. because people are going home for the weekend. Some people like drive home and they're like, oh, what's on the radio? You know, I'm not saying that's what really happens, but I'm just guessing. People listen to the radio more, I guess, on those days, maybe. I mean, coming up with fake statistics. So relax. I would assume so. That's all I'm saying. And it's much more easier, man. It's just being in the middle of the week is rough. It's tough when there's other things. There's things that me and Billy have to do in the middle of the week. And sometimes we just were like, oh, we got the show. We got to go. But, you know, I mean, the end of the week would be easier. It's more like some people do get out earlier on Fridays because they don't have to work their full day. Some people, not all people. And they get to listen to the show. And, I mean, it's much more fun. I mean, I'm sure people can be like, oh, yeah, they're on Fridays now. But we have to do it. I mean, there's things coming up. And, you know, being on a Wednesday is rough. So, yeah. That's that. So the other thing is I'm doing another show, put a proposal in. I'm not stating that I'm getting it or it's going to happen, but I don't know if I talked about this last week. I might have done that last week, but I'm doing another show. I think I did, but whatever, I'm telling you anyways, again. I'm doing another show called Echoes from the Basement. No, it's not paranormal. It has nothing to do with me going down in the basement and talking to your grandmother that, you know, or your mom or your uncle or your brother or some creepy demon. That's not what it is. What it is Echoes from the Basement is a AI created music show, which from all the information and all the research that I have done is the first here. Which is cool because you've never heard this music. And I know I've probably said this a billion times or whatever, but I'm going to say it again. The music that is produced by the AI that I use does not sound like robotic. It does not, like, there's some that when you make the song, they'll say the word, but they don't say the word. You know, like if they say was, it'll go, was, like that. You know, it's terrible like that, but it says was, you know, it's very clear and you can understand what they're saying. And some of the songs that I'll play, you can download, on my page. I will post them on the Echoes from the Basement Facebook page and you can download them. But there is some songs that I've written that I won't play on here because they mean too much to me. Reason is because it took me a while to write them and they're really good and I love the way they sound. And don't get me wrong, there's some of the songs that I have are phenomenal. The ones that AI generated, like amazing lyrics, amazing beats, amazing, you know, guitar riffs, just phenomenal voices, actually. No robotics, no nothing. There, I mean, I have used many AI-generated music things, and some of them are absolutely horrendous. Like, when they're talking, it sounds like, it's like, what is that? Like, you just sound like you're drowning in water, and it's terrible. But this, you have nothing to worry about. If there's any song that I play that you like, I will have a Facebook page. Like I said, Echoes in the Basement. If you want to join the page, you can. If you want to hear the music on that page, you can. If you want to download the song because you like it, you can. The funny thing was, is what I was thinking is like, I was going to play these songs and say, you know, like make up some guy, like if I was playing a country song, I'd make up the guy's name like Clay Burgundy or Raspberry or something like that. Something stupid. Like that, and like, this is Clay Raspberry singing Sunflowers in the Wind or something like that. Something like that. It would be funny. Or like a band, you know, like there is a few songs that I did that some of them, they sound like a Journey style. You know, I know there's a lot of fans out there that like Journey. There's some that don't like Journey, and that's totally fine. But everything that I'm going to play, it's not going to be just one. Like, you got radio stations that'll play, like, an hour of country, or there's just a show where they just play country, or they just play this. And that's not what it is. It's going to be a mix of genres. Mix, like, pop and, you know, metal and rock and 80s glam hair bands and 80s music, rap. I don't know if I'll play rap. I'm not really a rap fan. But you know what? It's everybody. It's all genres. That's what I promised. country. It's going to be everything. I really want to play death metal, but I don't know if I can. We'll find out. Because there is a lot of people that listen to that stuff, and I do. But I'll listen to anything once, and if I don't like it, I won't listen to it again. But, that's the funny thing. Okay, when I used to hate country with a passion, like a straight up passion. Like I couldn't stand any of it. And then my dad passed away and it was like all of a sudden I inherited all the music he liked out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa, that's a good song. Whoa, this is great. Like what happened? I always liked heavy metal and death metal and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I was like, hey, let's listen to some country music. Okay, turn the dial. Boom, there it is. And I'm like, yeah, I love it. No, what happened? Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. There's some songs that my dad used to listen to that I'll listen to now. Like, back in the day, I wouldn't listen to any of it. I hated it. I hated that music. And there was one song that I played for him one day. And it's from the movie The Strangers, the original Strangers. Not this chapter 1, 2, 3 garbage. Where they played a song called Mama Tried. I don't know what it was with that song, but I love that song. Maybe it's because it was in a horror movie. That's probably why I liked it. But I sat in the car one day and I picked him up and I played the song and he was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "What?" He's like, "Why are you listening to this?" I was like, "I love this song." He's like, "You don't even like country. Turn it off." I was like, "Well, I thought you'd like." He's like, "I like it." I was like, "Then listen to it." He's like, "Whatever." Like, it was just him like looking at me like, "Why are you listening to country? You told me a million times you hate this stuff. Why are you listening to it now?" And it was funny. So I was like, "All right." You know, I just thought it was funny. But I mean, I think after that I never listened to it again. But then when he passed, it was just I just don't know how I inherited all the music he likes. Like, he was like, "Hey, guess what? Ah, it's all yours." Like, you know, that glimmering little glittery sound they make, you know, whatever. I don't know how they do it, but if I had the sound effect, I would do it, but I don't. So I mean, like I said, I never liked country music. Never. But now, I don't know what happened. Just my dad said, "Cheers, listen to it." But yeah, it's going to be a lot of AI-generated music. I mean, it's nothing that's ever been played on radio. You've never heard any of this music. You've never... Just give it a chance. That's all I'm asking you guys to do. Yeah, I'll talk for like maybe a few minutes, but I won't talk long, and I got to play music, you know? But you'll know it's me. You can tell. Just by the voice. Sound like Wolfman Jack. You know, something like, I'm just saying, you know, whatever. But you just gotta give it a chance. It was tough for me because I searched and searched and searched and searched to try to find the right AI music generator. And I found probably like 5-6 of them, and they were all horrible. And then I found one, and then I was like, "Oh, this is great. The music sounds phenomenal." And I just don't stop using it. Today, before I even came to the show, I wrote a song, and I put it up there, and then I was like, "That sounds amazing." Now, anytime if you guys find any, like, AI generator music, don't put, like, when you put in the prompt how you want it to be, don't use like 2-3 words, 4-5 words. You gotta make a paragraph. Like, you have to make something to actually have the AI read it and know what you actually want it to sound like. Because if you put in like, "I want death metal, guttural voices, and double bass." Okay. What, like, is there anything else you need? Yeah. they're just going to be like, "All right, we're going to just make it sound like everything else." No, you need to make sure you put that right prompt in there so it doesn't just sound like everything else. I talked about this yesterday, but not here, but if you don't have the right prompt, you're not going to get good music. It's not going to happen. And there is videos out there on YouTube. They'll show you how to do a good prompt. And there's like tips and tricks for stuff like that. You got to watch that stuff. You got to pay attention to that stuff. You want your music to sound really good on AI, make sure you put in a good prompt. Because if you don't, your words may sound great. You may have a pattern in your head what the song's going to sound like, or, you know, the beats and the, you know, guitar, whatever kind of music you're into. You have all that up here, but then if it doesn't sound like that because you didn't literally put the good prompt in, it's not going to be perfect the way you want it, but you know what I'm saying is it's going to be close. And there's many songs that I thought in my head, and I was like, "Oh, this would sound good like this." And yet again, like I said, it's not perfect, but it's not exactly what I wanted, but it's right there. It's close enough for me to where it's like, "Wow, that almost sounds what I want, like I wanted. That's perfect for me." You got to just do it right. And there's a lot of people out there like, "You don't need to do that." Yeah, actually, you do. Because I was doing the same thing where I was just writing, you know, 1980s style, let's say Bon Jovi or something. My sister would like that. very, very, let's see, how would I say it? Like, amazing vocals, something, anything, something like that. If you just do that, that's what I would do. I'd do the three, and that's all I think I would need. And it just wouldn't come out right. It would sound like, how do I explain this? Like an opera singer, like terrible. I don't want that. I mean, everybody knows who Steve Perry is. Amazing voice. You know, his highs are amazing. And that's what you want. You got to make sure you explain that's what you want. You can actually put in the prompt, make Steve Perry style vocals. Okay, don't put, I want it to sound like Steve Perry vocals. If you put that, they won't let you do it because some places don't allow you to actually use the names of the person. So you have to put style vocals, Steve Perry style vocals, just like that. Like I've made many songs where I was like, oh, I'll make it sound like Ozzy. And then it's like, oh, we can't do that. And I'm like, oh, make it Ozzy style vocals. And then boom, there it is. It pops up. I mean, it's not actually Ozzy's voice, but I mean, it's close. It's close enough to what I asked for. So don't be afraid to put prompts in the right way. Because you're just, I don't know. You're just going to be, why does this not sound good? I don't like it. It's terrible. I'm so angry. Sure. My pen just fell. Awesome. Anyways. Yeah, so we'll be moving to a Friday. 3:30 to 4:30. Same time. Same bat channel. Hopefully that's easier for a lot of people. Because a lot of people just don't. Wednesdays to me are just like, all right, I'll see what's on the radio. Then they're like, who are these idiots? But it's easier for us. I figured it would be so much more easier to do it later in the week is what I meant. I wasn't saying later date, later time. That didn't make any sense. And sorry that I scared all you people saying, oh, we're canceling or we're all done. No, we're not. We're not done. So, yeah, give Echoes from the Basement a chance. You guys, I want you to listen to it yet again. Waiting for the proposal thing to go through. I'm super excited. I can't wait to do it. It's going to be, I don't know how to explain this, different. I guess that's the word. It wasn't too hard to explain. I guess it's going to be different. I mean, a lot of people are just like, well, I'd rather hear this, or I'd rather hear this, or I'd rather hear this. We don't do that top 40 stuff. Don't get me wrong, there's going to be like themes where I'm going to be like, oh, this is only, for today, it's a half an hour of country music, you know, whatever, half an hour of pop music, or half an hour of rap music, or whatever, whatever it is. Like, we do little themes, and then I'll change it to where I'll play all genres, and I won't just play one. Because to me, that's boring. You got to get a mix of music out there because people want to hear different things. They don't want to hear the same style of music all the time. You don't want to just play country over and over and over and over again. Some people love that. I'm not saying that's... Some people are like, come on, play something different. You know, that you want to hear something I haven't heard before. Well, that's what I'm going to do. It's something you haven't heard before, and... Again, I'm going to make a Facebook page about it, Echoes from the Basement. I will post what songs don't, if you like a certain song, like I said, I'm going to tell you the name of the song. Obviously, when I do the show, I'm going to say, oh, this is, I love chicken. I don't know, something stupid. But anyway. If you like that song and I don't post it on that page, please send me a message and say, hey, Chuck, I liked the song you played, whatever it was, and I don't see it on here. Is there any way you can send it and put that up here? I will, because you can download it from the page that I do my music from. Just, you know, let me know. And just don't be afraid to say, hey, I like that song. Can you post that up here so I can download it? Sure, no problem. I will have no problem doing it. You just got to tell me. I don't want you to be like, oh, it's not on here, man. I don't even know what to do now. Oh, so stupid. Just tell me, man. Just tell me. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Some people are just too afraid. They're like, I don't want to tell them. I'm scared. What do I do? Yeah. So that's the gist of all the things that are going on. We're moving. Another show is coming on. I'm going to try and take the time slot for this. That's what I was saying. I'm going to try and take the time slot for Echoes from the Basement right here, right now. It might be a little, maybe earlier. I don't know. Maybe like 3. Maybe 3. Try that. We'll see. Whatever time is available, that's what I want to do. So yeah. If you guys are really interested in listening to some music you've never heard before, give it a chance. I can't wait to do it. I'm excited. It's going to be different. I've never done any like music. Okay, I can't say I haven't. I've actually done it on a few platforms, like when I was podcasting. I did it's called Nikot Radio, and I played a few AI songs. I never played any music that I'm not allowed to play. I play music that I made. It's my music, so I don't need permission. It's mine. I made it. It's harder to do. And people do it where they don't have permission to actually play that music. And it's kind of scary because you really don't want to get sued. And all of a sudden you get a message like, hey, I see you played Cinderella, Shake Me, you know, whatever. And then you're like, what? And then they say, yeah, this is it right here. We're suing you for this amount of money. That's why I don't want to play. And I know this place has, you know, the rights, but I just don't want to play that music. I want to play music you've never heard. And I'm excited. Can't wait. So, yeah, we got 9 minutes. Well, technically, in a few seconds, we'll have 8 minutes. So, I loved talking to you guys. So, I will definitely let you know about the football stuff again. Because I have no problem doing that. I love doing that. I want to see if I was right with the 4 picks that I made. If anyone else wants to make some picks, post it on Chuck and Billy's Night or Cup of Tea page. And then I'll say, hey, you know, you guys picked this and picked this. I don't know if anybody did it because my page was being weird and it wouldn't open. But I will check it again. So if anybody wants to make a prediction on what the score may be for next week's games, let me know. And if you want to go further, like the teams that are playing next week, put the scores for those. And if you feel like doing your own bracket, do the scores for those next ones. And then who's going to win the Super Bowl? If you want to do that, I will say it on the air. I have no problem with that. I love doing that stuff. It's fun because you never know who's going to pick what. I'm just not picking the Bears. And I still think it's funny. I'm still wearing a Patriots hat. It's funny because I don't wear this hat. I just don't. I don't wear it because I'm not a Patriots fan. I only wear it because I like the logo. The old classic Patriot logo. That looks like a Patriot, not a kite. I'm sorry. Their logo looks like a kite. Something you would fly, have a battle of the kites. It's horrible. I hate it. I just don't like it. It looks like a kite. It literally looks like a kite. It's like, hey kids, let's fly kites. I got a Patriots one. Well, okay. It just looks like a kite on your helmet. It's horrible. I don't know. Go back to the old logo. Come on, New England. Go back to the old logo. This new one is just. It kind of looks like, okay, Robert Kraft drew it. Him and Tom Brady sat down and drew it together. That's my opinion. They're like, ooh, this looks pretty. No, it doesn't. I love the white helmets. I don't like the silver helmets. I just don't like them. I just can't stand them. I don't... Just go back to the old logo. If not going back to the old logo, upgrade it to the old logo. Make it look different. Make it... Give it some more style or some more... How do I explain this? Give it some more realism. I mean, you don't have to, but I mean... It's an amazing logo. Why would you get rid of that logo? Why? I just don't get that. Maybe it was Drew Bledsoe and Robert Kraft sitting there drawing it together. Maybe. I'm guessing. They're like, let's draw this one. It's pretty. I like it. It's just, I hate that logo. I hate it. I don't like the Bears logo either. It looks like a toilet seat. It's just me. Maybe I'm just dumb. There's a lot of logos I don't like. What else I don't like? I don't like, there's a few logos. I mean, the Packers logo is all right. It's just a G. People said they should put holes in it to make it look like G's. That's kind of funny. Okay, I'm sorry, but it is. I'm a Packers fan, but like I said, my favorite logo is always going to be the old Patriots logo. Always. There's no other logo out there that can beat that logo. I don't care who you are or what you say. Nothing can beat that logo. That is an amazing logo. Bring it back, New England. Bring it back. I mean, you wear it, what, once a year? Once every year? Once every football season. Once or twice. I'm not sure what. Wear it all year round. Bring the old uniforms back. Even the uniforms are better than what you have now. I hate it. Just, good Lord, bring it back. If the Bears change their logo to like a bear with a C, or it's like eating a C or holding a C in its mouth, that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind that, but I still wouldn't like the Bears. I can't like the Bears. I'm never going to like the Bears. Let's see. The Rams, I like their logo. I like their Ram helmet. It looks more realistic now. Not like super realistic. It's not what I mean by it. It's just the way the curve is on the Ram. The Ram, it just looks good. The Texans logo I like. That's a pretty cool logo. Bring back the Oilers, guys. Bring back the Oilers. Get rid of the Houston Texans and bring back the Oilers. That's my opinion. I think that was a cool logo too. Loved the colors, the red, blue, a light blue and white. Loved it. Loved that logo. Colors. I have an old Oilers hat. I should wear that next week. I might wear that next week. Yeah. I think I'm going to. It's actually the old. It's when they were in a different league before the NFL picked them up and made them a team. I can't remember. Oh, so terrible. But, that's the old one. It's not the blue. It's blue, but it's not the red, blue, and white logo that I like. I can't find that hat anywhere. It's so frustrating. Like, I have tried and tried. Fanatics, can't find it there. I've tried on New Era, can't find it there. Like, come on, man. You got to make that logo. I want the old Redskins logo. The Redskins logo was the best. Bring it back. Get rid of the W. It's terrible. Washington Commanders. Get serious. God, who come up with... I just want to know. What person just was like, let's call them the Commanders because we're in Washington. Why don't you just call them the Washington Presidents and get it over with? Then you could put a big bunch of like dollar bills and some quarters and some fives and tens. Stupid. Get rid of that name. Bring back the Redskins. Bring back the Indians. Like Cleveland, please. God, you guys ruin everything. Knock it off. So horrible. But anyways, just want to say it's my time is up. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. I've had a blast with you guys. I know I probably rambled a lot, but you know what? It is what it is, as I always say. But I'm going to get ready to get out of here. So thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you next Friday. If that's going to be fun. Have a good one, guys.